Hello, this is Cody Sturge with the pastor at Chilhowee Baptist Church, and you're listening to Keep Thy Heart Daily. This is a radio ministry, podcast ministry of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. We're thankful that you've tuned in today as we're preaching through God's Word. We're praying God's Word will speak to your heart as it's preached and taught from the pulpit of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. James chapter number 4 tonight, James chapter number 4, and we'll read together. Let's begin in verse number 13. Verse number 13, our message is from verses 16 and 17. But I want to show you a little context and then take our message tonight. James 4, beginning of verse 13, the Bible says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." And what a beautiful passage of Scripture. Verse number 13 gives us the picture and the idea and the notion of someone who's making their plans, big plans. They're making their plans to go to a place and stay there and buy and sell and get gain. All of those things in and of themselves are not bad. But the emphasis here is that this person is making plans for life without considering God. And that's a problem. You see, if we're going to have a life that is rich, we're going to have to consult our Creator for the direction of our lives. It's important that we do. In verse 14, it gives some reasoning why we should consider God and let God into our plans. The Bible says, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow." You don't know what tomorrow holds. If you knew what would happen tomorrow, you'd plan things differently today. You know how that works. How many of you have ever thrown, you've had something, you've kept it and kept it and kept it and kept it and kept it. One of these days I'm going to need this, and you keep it and you keep it and keep it. And one day you're aggravated at all the junk you've kept. And so what do? You get that thing and you throw it away. What do you need the next day? The thing you threw away. There you go. You know what we're talking about. If you knew what happened tomorrow, you would do things differently today. Well, that's a silly illustration for something very important for all of our lives. We can consult every day as we make our plans and live our lives with the very person who knows what tomorrow holds. What's amazing to me is we have such a great access and insight and treasure in being able to find and know the will of God, yet we neglect it. The Bible says you don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. And the Bible says your life is like a vapor. It appears for a little time and vanisheth away. Life is short. We know that's true. And so the Bible says in verse 15, "For that you ought to say, because of all this, you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." We should live for the will of God. When was the last time you asked God to show you his will for your life? Some people think, oh, that's a young person's prayer. Not true. If you're 100 years old and you're not seeking the will of God for your life, you're missing out on the opportunity and the blessing and the privilege that God has given you. You see, in God's eyes, there's not a moment of your life that's more valuable than another. And the prime of life is any time in life when you're in the center of God's will. And if you're seeking God's will as an old person, and doing God's will as an old person, God's using you eternally, and he will. You're seeking God God's will as a young person. God wants to use your life for the eternal purpose, and he will. For this, you ought to say, if God will. So we go to verse number 16. But now, ye rejoice in your boasting. Now, James just puts the hammer right on the problem. He says, the way this is going for the Christian people I'm seeing is they're doing things their own way. And you're making your plans. And you're living your lives. And you've left God out. And it's gotten to such a point where you are rejoicing in your boastings. You got a plan. And you're proud to tell everybody about it. I remember in middle school, I had it all figured out. Man, I wish I was as smart now as I was when I was in middle school, don't you? I had it all figured out. I was going to go to Virginia Tech. That was a bad choice. I mean, right out of the gate. I want to be a vet. That's it. And I remember in seventh grade, man, I could tell somebody and I could wax eloquent about my plans. It's funny, ain't it? Just ain't so. And the Bible says we rejoice in our boastings. I remember, now this one's fun. I was just about to graduate from Bible college. Ruth and I were about to get married. And of course, everybody and their brother asked, what are you going to do when you get out of college? I was already working at Temple Baptist. And I said, I don't know. I guess I'll work around here for a little bit longer. You know what I said? I probably said it 100 times. You know, I'll do anything but work with teenagers. I'll do anything but work with teenagers. And I know I said it 100 times to everybody that asked me. I'll do anything but work with teenagers. 2 weeks after Ruth and I got married, I became the youth director of the Temple Baptist Church and had 300 plus teenagers. Yeah. The Lord laughs at our plans. But you know what we're bad to do? We're bad to boast about them, right? We rejoice in our boastings. And we've got our lives figured out. And you know what's sad? A lot of the times people succeed at the plans that they've made in their lives that they've left God out. And the greatest failure in life is to succeed at something that's outside of the will of God. The Bible says, look, now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Folks, it is not good. It is wrong to make your plans and leave God out. And then we come to the last verse. It's where our message is tonight, really. I love this verse. The Bible says, therefore, in light of everything we've just talked about, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. It's pretty plain, isn't it? To him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Tonight's message is simply titled this, Do Good. Do good. Do the right thing. I really feel like a broken record in so many ways. There's lots of things I know that I repeat. It's not because I'm not aware that I repeat them. It's just because I find them repeated over and over again in God's Word. And do the right thing is something that I see come up over and over and over again in God's Word. Just simply obey God. Just simply do what is right as opposed to what is wrong. Just simply say yes to God and no to sin. Do good, do right, just do what's right. Oh, how many times in counseling I tell people, just do what's right. Now, I'll just tell you, we're not going to succeed 100% of the time at doing what's right, and all God's people said amen or oh me, whichever one. But our goal should be to do what's right. Do good. Let's consider just 3 things from this verse. Do good. Number one, it's good to include God in all of your plans. It's good to include God in all of your plans. Verse number 17 begins with this famous word, therefore. We talk about it often, I know, but it's there for a reason. And anytime you see the word therefore, you need to find out what it's there for, and you need to look behind it and around it and see what it's referring to. We just went through the context, and the context of Scripture is you need to know and do the will of God. You need to put God and include God in all of your plans. And the Bible says, therefore, it's good to include God in all of your plans. We probably need to change the way we speak. We know the habit that a lot of Christian people, especially Christian people in the South, have of saying, Lord willing, we'll be there. That's good. It's a good thing to include God in your plans, but maybe we should include God in our plans and change the way we talk and the way we say things in light of how we talk to children about what they're going to do with their lives. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with asking some child, what are you going to do when you grow up? Or what do you want to do when you grow up? But really, the plan of a person and the want of a person is not as important as the will of God for that person. And so maybe the better thing to ask young people is, what do you believe God wants you to do with your life? And maybe the better thing for us to ask ourselves is, what do you think God wants me to do with my life? Lord, what would you have me do? Lord, how can I serve you? You see, it is good to seek and know the will of God. Every move we make in our lives should be bathed in prayer and given to God. Why do we pray? We pray, and prayer is an act of turning over control to God and asking for God's direction and asking for God's help. We should just include God in our plans. Our culture doesn't think that that's relevant. Our culture wants us to look to see what will make us happy, and then our culture tells us what will make us happy. But the things that the world says will make you happy do not make God's creation ultimately happy. So let's seek God's will. It's a good thing. It's good to include God in all of your plans. Don't forget it. It's good to include God in all your plans. Guess what? If you include God in your plans, it will keep you from going to a lot of places that'll cause you trouble. If you keep God in all of your plans, it will cause you to go to places that will help you. I'm confident it's God's will for his people to attend the meetings of the local church and to be an active part in a living, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. Hey, look, it's good to include God in all of your plans. God's will keep you away from places you shouldn't be. God's will keep you in places that you should be. God's will keep you from watching things you shouldn't, experiencing things you shouldn't, and it will drive you to do things that you should. It's good to include God in all your plans. Therefore, verse number 17, look at it with me now. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin. I want you to look at the word knoweth with me for just a moment. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good. The second thing I want to bring to your attention tonight is this. It's good to learn what God says is good. It's good to learn what God says is good. Knoweth. Isn't it good to know God and his word? Oh, I'm so thankful that we get to know God and his word. I'm so thankful that God has made it possible that we can know his will, that we can know the way he thinks, that we can know what is important to him. I'm so thankful that God has made it clear that we can know what is sin and what is wrong. Thank you for listening today to Keep Thy Heart Daily. This is a ministry of faith of the Chilhowee Baptist Church. For more Bible preaching, visit us at ChilhoweeBaptistChurch.com or download our app wherever you get your apps, Chilhowee Baptist Church. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful day.